So, I'm inviting you to meditate with me. I'm just making this meditation up as I go because that's what I always do. And yeah, maybe it helps you to let things settle and to gain clarity and a sense of yourself and being safe in yourself and a sense of stability. So if you are at home or somewhere else where you're not driving or having to focus on something important, I invite you to just sit or lie down comfortably. When you're sitting, put your feet on the ground. Feel the points where your body touches the ground, or the sofa, or the bed, the floor, your mat. Take a deep breath in, into your heart. And a deep breath out. You can also, if you feel like it, because it's really good for you, first breathe in again. When you're breathing out, make a sound like, because the vibration of your sound reverberates in your rib cage and it's really awesome for self-regulation. So take another deep breath in and exhale. Take a couple more breaths. Breathe into your heart space if you want to, and if you feel it helpful, you can put your hand over your heart. Feel your rib cage rising. You're feeling your feet, toes, your soles, your ankles, your calves and shins. Feel your knees. See if you can relax your calves and your knees. Can you relax your kneecaps? Breathe into them. Feel them loosen a bit. Feel how your thighs relax. Your muscles relax. Feel into your root. Into your genitals. Your womb space, you're a woman, and men also have that womb space, your lower belly. Breathe into your solar plexus, imagine a big sun in your solar plexus. Shining, radiating light. It's the seat of yourself. Breathe into your belly. Make the sun bigger, make it shine brighter. And make the light travel to the rest of your body. Make the light travel into your heart. Imagine all the millions and billions and gazillions of cells that make up your heart. And imagine how you're sending light in each and every single cell of those. It's like your heart is beaming now. It's full of light. Every cell in your heart is shining, beaming out the light that it just received from your solar plexus, the big sun that's sitting there, shining, brightening your body, your bones, your muscles, the marrow in your bones, like in depth. You're filled with light, with that bright sun in your belly. Let the light also travel into your genitals. It's a place that Pluto likes. Pluto is the lord of the underworld. Bring some light there. Your attention there for a moment. In your genitals, can you feel a pulsing, the energy? If you focus there and think of the months ahead when Pluto's dredging up some business from that area, can you feel what that retrograde phase is about for you? Do you get a theme, a word, an image, or a symbol, maybe a sound? Color, an emotional pattern. What do you receive when you shine the light in there? You already know it. You can sense it. That pulsing feeling of that something down there in your womb, in your genitals, that's dying to be seen. That's ready to surface and be held in the light your attention and love. The sun in your solar plexus is still beaming. Maybe you can feel the warmth in your spine, in every disc in your spine, and the marrow of your bones. That's how deep the light travels. That's also how deep the dark travels. And both is equally beautiful and important. So if you've sensed and received the theme, the emotional pattern, the symbol, or whatever you just discovered, take a deep breath from your genitals and your womb. let that breath travel into your heart. Hold it there. And exhale. And with that exhale, all the debris gets out. It's like dusting off the whole area, removing the cobwebs, and seeing what you discovered and brought up without any distraction and for what it really is. Take another deep breath from your root through your solar plexus, your heart, your throat, your third eye, your crown at the top of your head. Let it circulate in your body. Another deep breath in. Deep breath out with sound like a sigh. Keep breathing. Feel how you're still connected with the earth beneath your feet, with the surface you're sitting or lying on. You're safe right now. And if all the things are still kind of swirling in your system and before your inner eye, just meet it with compassion and patience and trust that clarity will come. Keep breathing and imagine being a vessel like the glass that I mentioned. And the storm of that glass will settle. You can actually make it settle just by putting your attention on it. And just watch it calm down. Calm even more. Like all the sand and sediments start settling. And imagine as you're the vessel, the glass in which the storm is settling. In the water, there's a crystal ball. And it's crystal clear. It's the clearest thing you've ever seen. It's like a sphere of such clarity, so crystal clear. And what you just brought up from your root and your womb, you can take that and put it into that sphere of clarity. Put it in that crystal ball. Place it there. And either leave it there, knowing that in this crystal ball, it'll become clear. And you can clear the path, you can clear that issue, you can heal that theme for you over the next couple of months. And if you want, you can also take a closer look, you can either leave it there now, if it's too intense, or you can like hold it in the palms of your hand. Just imagine how you're holding it with love and compassion and curiosity. And take a closer look into the sphere, because it helps making what you just brought up crystal clear. You can see it from all angles. You can see all the nuances. It's like an aha. Wow. What's different now? And that brightness of the sun that's still shining through your entire system. And in the clarity of that crystal sphere. What do you see? What's coming up? How does it feel? To shine a light on this and clarity, and finally give it the attention and permission to be, to guide you, to nourish you even. It's not a weakness of yours. It's actually something that's there to strengthen you, to build your backbone. If you let it, and you're holding it in allowance and compassion and love with so much clarity and light now, you can see it for what it is. Take a deep breath. As you look around, this vessel of yours is clear. The storm has cleared. The fog has cleared. All the particles have settled. You can see clearly. You feel spacious and open. Curious and safe. And imagine how the energy that's been circulating through your body reaches the top of your head, your crown. And from there, it's released upwards. It's like long, long, bright tethers that reach far, far, far up into the air, the atmosphere, to the cosmos, way up to the source of all that is. You're connected to that too. Held and connected and nourished by Mama Earth, the ground beneath your feet, and can grow your roots way down, and you grow your tethers way up to the source of all that is. You have access to all the wisdom, to all the answers. to an infinite field of potential. And you can draw from that whatever you need. You can draw from the source into your crown, your third eye, your throat, your heart, your solar plexus, your sacral chakra, your womb, and your root, your genitals. You're still breathing calmly, deeply. Your cells are buzzing with light and energy. Your body is nourished, your immune system is strengthened and stabilized and boosted. Your heart is strengthened and expanding, opening. Your throat is cleared. You can express what needs to be expressed with ease. Your third eye is open. Your vision is clear. Your crown is open. Your tethers, your antennas are activated. And you're carried and supported, provided with everything you need right now to get through this difficult time, to feel good when you're joyful. Be receptive to pleasure and to trust in your own capability and resources to handle what you brought up, what you brought into clarity and to the light. Take another deep breath. Inhale and exhale. Slowly notice your feet. Feel them. Feel your legs, your hands, your fingers. Wiggle your toes. Move your shoulders. Roll them back. Move your head slowly, right, left. And if you're ready, you can come back and open your eyes.